Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to sit down with Coach Belichick. And, Coach, congratulations. Going to your seventh Super Bowl as head coach of this organization. How special of a week, how exciting of a week has this been so far?
Pretty special. This is, a really good team. We have great players. We have a really good staff. These guys have worked really hard. They deserve it. And, when you win 16 games, it's, that's a lot in the NFL. So, I feel like we deserve our spot here. And so does Atlanta. This is a great football team. Good matchup, but yep. Very exciting to be in it and, happy for what our guys have accomplished. I've been very fortunate to coach the players and to have the staff that we have put together this year.
Coming off that Houston game, seemed like you had a little bit of a different edge that next week going into Pittsburgh. Focus, preparation were the key words that not only were bouncing around with me but with your team. Seems like they took it and were ready to go, fair to say?
No question. Yeah, no question. We had a much better week than we did against Houston, better week against Pittsburgh than we did against Houston. We practiced better. It just seemed like there was more of an urgency, which, there should have been. It was a bigger game, but that definitely showed up on the field on Sunday night. And I think that was our overall best performance of the year. Not perfect. There were still a lot of things that, I don't know if they'd be good enough against Atlanta, but it was the best that we've had. Now we just got to try to take that one step higher this week.
You didn't have a lot of up-tempo offense throughout the regular season, but yet the Pittsburgh game you did. Was it because of the week? The week went so well that some things were just cooking and you said, hey, let's just step this up, or based on a matchup?
Yeah, we thought it was a good matchup. Yeah. We thought it was a good matchup, and we were able to, keep some of the things where we wanted them, and we felt like we could control a little bit more of what Pittsburgh was doing in some areas. And so, it worked out well. It's something we hadn't done against them in a while either. Of course, we didn't do it up there in Pittsburgh, but we thought that might be something that might, stress them a little bit in terms of their defensive communication and adjustment system.
Logistically, getting everything ready for next week, it's a challenge. Let's cut it like it is. It is a challenge picking up an organization, an entire organization, whether it's staff, office, football, and moving it, 4 hours on a plane down south. How challenging has it been so far? And you guys have been through this before, though.
Right, which I think is a good thing. Robert and I talked about that several times this week, and the fact that, we've done this, and, we kind of have a format and a roadmap of what we want to do. Actually, it's probably, been as good as it could be. Like you said, we're moving a lot of people, and we're, there are a lot of things that have to be taken care of. But I think from an organizational standpoint, it's been good. And, we've gotten good, good support from everyone. Robert's been great in terms of, accommodating the things that we need. And so it's been a good week.
Next week, we'll talk about Atlanta more. We have one more show. Notice how we did that, one more. One more show to get to the Falcons. But just quickly, quick synopsis of you peaked at them already, obviously. What's your feelings on Atlanta right now without getting into too much detail?
Yeah, very explosive. Offensively, they have a ton of weapons. Their backs, their receivers, they can score from anywhere on the field. They're a very explosive group. They're an experienced offensive line. They don't have very many bad plays. They can score in one or two plays. They can also drive it, 14, 15 plays, running the ball, play action, converting third downs, quarterback and scramble, whatever they need to do. Defensively, they're fast, so they turn the ball over. They have a lot of fast players, so they get their strip sacks. They get balls out from behind with their defensive ends, their linebackers, guys coming in to second, third man in on the tackle or on the pile. They do a good job punching the ball out, tip balls, interceptions. So turnovers, speed on defense to try to limit the big plays, good pass rush, and a very explosive offensive team that if you want to just sit back and make them grind it out, they can grind it out. If you want to get up there and be aggressive and not let them nickel and dime you, they can chunk it and get you that way. So they, however you want to play it, they're pretty comfortable with playing it either way, and they've been very successful. So, I think that Coach Quinn's done a great job. Defensively, they're a young, fast team. Offensively, Coach Shanahan's, got them into a very balanced system, and Thomas Dimitroff's done a great job with the personnel and as a general manager in that organization with Scott. So, I think from top to bottom, this is a pretty solid team.
That's got to make you proud, too, and we'll get into that, I'm sure, more next week. And time now for the A's Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Jim in Andover. I say Houston, I say Super Bowl. Does it ever remind you of Super Bowl 38?
Well,
we always talk about the first one, and you know we're going to another one here. But sometimes we forget about the other ones.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, they're all special. Yeah. I think right now, honestly, you know, we have such a focus on this game, this challenge with the Falcons, that you know, as great as the other ones were, and other games, and other days, and other years were. I think that's pretty much in the rearview mirror for us. We're just trying to focus on Atlanta and make the most we can out of this opportunity.
No bye week, so means no Bellastrator. How about we do something different? Plays of the week. We'll give them a mini Bellastrator. Then we'll give them a big one next week.
Sounds good.
All right. Good stuff, Coach. Stay right there. More Patriots All Access right after this. Then we're going to do the plays of the week.